We present plays from the four corners of the world. Comedy, drama, suspense, true life adventure in Tuesday Theater.
This morning, View from the Train by Malcolm Esterhazen, produced by Andre Botma.
You guys are better split now. You'll never make it through the crowd.
You said it, eh? Okay, Nick. Take it easy. Have a good trip, man. Drop a card from Dirt.
Sure. See you guys.
Good luck with the bird. Yeah, you've got 2 days to make a score.
Oh, come on.
Discover White Gold in Benson & Hedges Special Mild. Now South Africa's best-selling mild cigarette. So move to mildness and stay with taste. Benson & Hedges Special Mild.
It's booze that we still share till we're old. Enjoying the taste of White Gold. The whole world's gold.
Hierdie is 'n boodskap wat gaan oor niks, geen krisel, glad geen, nul, zero. Die 0% cholesterol, margarine, olie. Help om die cholesterolvlak van jou dieet te verlaag met olie margarine. Niks anders as goeie, gesonde smaak nie.
Lexington, from Riggio Tobacco Corporation of New York, alive with flavor. An honest-to-goodness American blend that's alive with real flavor, friend. You can't smoke better than number one, so man, relax with a Lexington. Lexington. That's the one. For after-action satisfaction, blended here for rich, real tobacco flavor. Lexington has got it all. Lexington. That's the one.
Stew, please. Vodka with lime and ice, thanks.
Hello,
Ben. What? Oh, hi.
Hi, but you were far away. Mind if I join you, eh?
Sure. Sit down. Can I get you something?
Oh, yeah. Cane and Coke.
Cane and Coke?
Yeah, please.
Your drinks,
though. Oh, thanks. One cane and Coke for the lady, please.
Oh, I'm so glad I found someone to talk to.
Oh?
Yeah. China's only dead, eh? It's like nobody alive.
No. No one at all.
Tell me, what do you do then? You look like you just come out the army.
Good guess.
Your drink, lady.
Oh, thanks, dear. Here you are.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you bought me a drink. And I don't even know your name.
It's Nikki. What's yours?
I'm Susie. Hello. Cheers, Nikki.
Cheers.
It's nice to meet people on the train, eh? You don't feel so lonely.
You said it. Are you kidding? I can hardly stand myself. Here, come on.
Oh, that's nice, Nicky. Oh, you're strong, eh? Must be the army. My compartment isn't far. You want to come in for a while, Nicky?
There are other people in your compartment, Trudy.
Yeah. Maybe we can find an empty compartment.
Look, we're both pretty tired.
You mean drunk.
Yeah, that too. I think we ought to go to bed.
Hey, man. You're a quick worker.
No, Trudy. I'm into our own bed.
Oh.
Well, see you around, huh? Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Is it?
I think that's your compartment.
Yeah?
I think so.
Well, I hope so. Second thoughts. I don't.
Huh.
Bunch of dead beasts in there. Like a Salvation Army hostel.
Go on. Can't really be as bad as that in there. The bunks are awful. Snug and warm.
Sounds good. Why aren't you in there, then?
In my compartment, you mean?
Yeah.
Just getting a little bit of fresh air. It's quiet before I go to bed.
Not much fresh air out here. Arctic wind.
Cool night. Very beautiful.
Not much quiet either. Place is crawling with loudmouthed grunts.
Oh?
You really like it out here?
I like it out there.
But you're in here.
That's why I like it out there.
Yeah? A lot of nothing out there.
Oh, you're wrong. There's so much out there, really. The only pity is we're going much too fast.
And somebody turned the light out.
No. No, the dark is part of it. Because you have to fill in the blanks.
Huh?
The field is a gloom. The lonely farmhouses are a blur. The night is huge and black.
Yeah?
And now and again, seldom, it's special. There's a light on in a window in a faraway farmhouse. You wonder about who's in the room and what they're doing and what the room looks like. Sometimes starlight flashes off the blades of a windmill or a sleeping black dam. And there are frightening moments when suddenly something appears close by, barely discernible in the night. A tree or dark building or some animals standing like grey statues. They're all whipped away so quickly, the wonder is that you've seen them. It's like another world.
You really see all that out there?
Oh, yes. But more than that.
What else?
Well, it's not just those things. Well, it's the night they're in, and the train, and our passing, and
the atmosphere, sort of?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
I reckon that atmosphere's not out there. It's in you.
Hmm? I don't know.
Otherwise, everybody would see all that. But they don't. You do.
I'm sorry. I must go.
Yeah, I'm pretty lousy company.
Oh, no. No, truly, you're not. I just talk too much.
I guess you've got a lot to say.
Good night. You really should go to bed, you know.
Okay. But I think I'll just stick around and look at some of that other world of yours. Got nothing else to do. What time is it?
6 o'clock, sir.
6 o'clock? Oh. I'll have some coffee, please. You have any black? Lots of sugar.
Here you are, sir.
Three packets. That's 29 cents, sir.
Is that right? 29 cents?
Yes, sir, that's right. Anyone else? Tea? Coffee?
Get out, man!
Hey, why aren't we moving?
The train's in the station, sir. Kimberly.
You're feeling very much better this morning.
Not exactly. Listen, please, look, I'm very sorry for last night. I must have really bugged you, you know, real drunk.
No, no, you didn't at all.
Be kind, I know, but I must apologize.
Right then, you feel better for it. Now, can we forget it?
Sure, thanks. Listen, I feel I owe you something. Can I, can I interest you in a cold drink? That little shop over there probably sells them.
Very nice of you, but should you?
You mean in my state? Oh, why not? Couldn't make me feel any worse. Probably sort me out. What do you say?
Okay, then. I'd love some.
I'm not at all well.
What's the matter, Nicky? Hangover, huh?
Not really. You see, Trudy, there's something I haven't told you. I've just spent a long time in hospital, and I'm not fully recovered yet. The girl who just left me, she's a nurse. She's traveling with me just to keep an eye on me. You know, in case I have a fit or something.
A fit?
Oh, they're not really serious. It's just
listen,
that every now and then...
I think you better take it easy for a while. Lie down or something, I guess. Maybe I'll see you around and feel a little better.
Fine, Trudy. I'll see you then.
Instead of bombarding you with an advertising message, we're going to play you a nice, soothing piece of music. Makes you think of rolling countryside and thick cream, creamy milk and butter and cheese fresh from the farm. Which reminds me. That name ring a bell? Good. For the freshness of dairy products straight from the farm.
And the ting-tong-ting dairy bell.
Take the Ford Bantam's proven economy. Take its nippy, zippy road holding. Take its rugged reliability. And take its handsome styling and outstanding engineering. Now add the power of Ford's proven 1600 CVH engine. And what do you get? You get the explosive new Ford Bantam 1600L. And you'll get it under 8,000 Rand exclusive at your Ford dealer. So get a load of the new Bantam 1600L at your Ford dealer now.
Have you driven a Ford lately?
Look, I may be a part-time career woman, but I'm a full-time mom. So I need a margarine that's good for more than one thing, too. Stork. You should just see how easily it spreads, even straight from the fridge. The kids think it tastes terrific, and I agree. I'll tell you something else about Stork. You can't beat it for good results in cooking and baking. And isn't it nice to know it's got vitamins? Yeah, all round, it's a sensible buy. Stork SB. Makes sense to me.
Hello, Nicky.
Oh, hi, Polly. We've been here all the time, looking out of the window.
Yes. So different during the day. One can hardly believe it's the same countryside.
Pauline, about that girl,
it's none of my business, Nicky.
You're right. Look, you're traveling alone?
Why do you ask?
Well, I know. Standard question.
Standard question?
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I'm a terrible cynic. Look, I'm not trying to pick you up like that or anything.
Like what?
Hell, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know like what, like anything. Let's start again, huh?
Why?
Well, I don't know. You asked the damnedest question.
Well, it seems a very logical question to me.
I like your company. I'd like to spend some time with you. Don't ask me why again. I don't know why. I'm not even interested why. I just want to spend some time with you.
Really?
Of course, really. Why else would I ask?
I don't know.
I reckon you're also a little cynical.
I suppose I am.
Well, then.
All right. I'd be glad if you'd keep me company.
Well, thank you.
Why do you smile?
You have the quaintest way of putting things.
Oh, quaint?
Never mind. Let's not spoil things with analysis. Just talk. I'll wrap it up.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Neither am I, really. But it's nice, honestly.
You're not playing with me, are you?
Teasing you?
Please, you mustn't.
Come on. I wouldn't, you know. Not you. But if I did, you'd know. I wouldn't hurt you.
What do we do then?
Saloon should be open. You like drink?
But it's early. We've got all day.
Suddenly, all day doesn't seem so long.
Now is what it's at, Nicky.
With some people, it's nice to make now last.
Thank you.
Thank you. This Carew really grabs you, Pauline.
Really? Oh, it's such a pull. I've never found words for it.
I know what you mean. It all lies out there. Under the sun, peeling away and away.
Yeah.
It's a new morning. Everything's still sort of quiet. Look at that Bucky ripping up the dust there.
And that's part of it, too. Hey, I remember something from a poem.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I long for trackless spaces where the leaping springbuck roam, for the stillness and the vastness and the distances of home. That's from a poem by Francis Laurent. Nicky, I'm sorry, I'm not very good company, that's all.
Oh.
I dream and I drift and I'm not a tallest swinger. I don't like to drink or anything like that. You're going to have a terribly boring time with me.
I like you, Pauline. I want to be with you. And I'll take my chances. I'll scream when I've had enough, if you'll do the same.
I'm sorry. Shall we give the saloon car a try?
It's only beer.
It's bitter.
Just at first. When it hits your tongue, then it gets round and mellow. It even looks good when you look at it in the sunlight.
Amber.
Yes. But always with that coolness there. That promise.
Can you put a Nicky?
Thought I said something there. Thought I recognize someone.
Someone I know?
Yes. You. cool and steady.
But not amber.
Grey and blue. Grey eyes and blue dress. Amber has depth straight away. You have to look for it in grey and blue. That's the promise.
Don't. Please.
Sorry. Didn't mean to push it.
Do you like that stuff?
Delicious.
Yes, tastes like tinfoil and dewdrops.
No, I like it.
Oh, that was a town, that was.
Oh, so quick. And those people will be there all day in the sun and all that space. But we won't.
We'll be here. Where it's at.
Oh, yes. We'll always be here. And always reaching out for what flashes past.
Do you reach out, Pauline?
Sometimes. Don't you?
Mostly I just look and think about it. I mean, this is the track we're on.
We can always get off.
The train's moving.
So you're saying don't reach out?
No. I'm saying reach out for something that's on the train.
Please, Nicky.
Do you really mind?
I don't know.
Your hand also has promise. It's cool. But slowly, it comes through. The warmth. The amber.
Behind
us, an afternoon in the Karoo ahead of us.
Sounds lovely.
So much breathless heat. So much space. So much sky. Wow.
I'm a bit drowsy.
So am I. Do you object to being alone with me?
It's good to be alone with you. Holding your hand.
But this is a corridor. Come along. They leave some of them unlocked. Pauline, will you stay?
Yes. Whose coupe is this?
Nobody's. Ours. Make yourself at home.
May I lie down?
Do. Here. Like this.
Is my head heavy?
It's a nice weight. I'll let you know when my leg gets numb.
Your arm. Rest it here.
I feel so slow and lazy. You going to sleep?
Just offering. Slow and lazy. I don't want to sleep.
Feel good?
Very. Relaxed.
The train seems to crawl, winding slowly this way and that.
Everything crawls over this much space.
Except time.
No, it's where it's at.
Till it reaches, then.
You are going to make now a last.
Do you want it to?
I always want it to.
Now? This time?
Yes.
Everything that's Pauline. You're an indoor sunset.
Oh,
the stillness and the infinity and the gray of the evening when the heat has gone.
Oh, Nicky, where are we from, you and me?
Doesn't matter, does it? Here we are.
On the train?
Like you said, we reached out.
For what we wanted.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad.
Where are you going, Corinne?
Same place as you're going.
Will I see you there?
I don't know. Go now, Nicky. Please. I'll come later.
I'll see you. Second city.
I'll see you, Nicky.
Jou was outomaties, sin skip. Van my is dit een wensman.
Meneer John Tenier, vermarktingsdirecteur van Ocean.
Die Ocean 516 was outomaties bespaar ruimte, is economisch en ten volle bekwaam om uitstekende resultaten te bieden. Toetsen het bewijs dat skip die waspoeier is wat zulke resultaten verkrijgt.
Skip wordt aanbeveeld door Ocean en alle vervaardigers van wasautomaten. Dus vorm jij, jou wasautomaten en skip. De wensman voor onoortreffelijke betekent, onoortreffelijke helderheid.
A cigarette is only as good as its tobacco. Enjoy the cream of the crop in Rembrandt van Rijn. Each cigarette a masterpiece.
When your heart's thirsty, reach out for Sprite. It's pure refreshment, so reach out for Sprite. It's cool, crisp and clear, the flavor is right.
Hi, hello there.
Oh, hi.
Doing without your nurse, eh?
No.
I thought I'd get off the train half an hour back.
Is that right?
Of course. Some little dope.
But she was going to the same place I was going.
She must have changed her mind.
You think so? No, she didn't change her mind. She just got off the train, that's all. She'll be there all night. But I won't.
You'll be here on the train.
Reaching out for what flashes past.
Hey, why don't you reach for something that's on the train?
I did. But it's not on the train anymore. It's back there. Back then.
Huh? I don't understand.
No.
You sound crazy. You need your nurse.
I reckon.
You have just listened to Malcolm Esterhazen's View from the Train, starring Glyn Day as Nicholas and Sutra as Pauline. Karen Short appeared as Trudy and Errol Hart as the steward, with Kiki Savajan and Henry Cameron. Production team, Alan Raby and Lucky Ulafir. View from the Train was directed and produced by Andre Botmer.
Listen again at the same time next week when we shall bring you another comedy, drama, or play of suspense in Tuesday Theatre.